I'm Suzanne Redman. On the Left Brain Artist Podcast, I will bring you weekly interviews with artists who are actively creating art and actively selling their art. Of course, I've chosen these artists because of the quality of their artwork, but I've also chosen them because they have experience showing their work in galleries, stores, festivals, and they have stories to share that can help other artists who want to sell their work. Each week, I will bring you an interview with one of these artists. Later in the week, I'll take one thing we discuss that I think is important to expand upon, one thing that they've done to increase their business. They have success doing this one thing, and I want to share that success with you. In my interview with watercolor artist Bobbin Salisbury, she talked about two arts organizations that she has joined, and she participates in them actively. One is the Palm Beach Watercolor Society, and the other is the Wellington Art Society. Both of these are located in Palm Beach County, Florida, but you should be able to find one near you. We have at least a dozen more. Some are open to all visual artists. Some include performance artists like dancers and actors, or writers like writers of poetry or essays. Other groups are for specific genres of art like watercolor or jewelry. Most groups have a yearly fee for members, but they always offer so many benefits that the fee is worth it. For the Wellington Art Society, most of their show opportunities are free to members. They offer a 3-month solo show at a local store, and they also offer rotating galleries at their town's City Hall and Community Center. If you are new to displaying your art, these are great ways to get your artwork seen while having the backing of a group that will help you with submissions. They'll explain how you submit your work. It usually includes an application and photos of some pieces. They'll also help you with preparing your work. That's a great benefit of joining a group. If you don't know how to photograph your artwork, you can find someone who'll help you. If you don't know how to wire a painting, they can help you. If you don't know how to set up a display in an outdoor booth, they'll help you. Usually these groups hold monthly meetings. That is where you can meet other artists. You can ask about their business, ask how they found outside shows, ask how they handle sales, how they created their website. Take advantage of the once-a-month opportunity to pick the brains of your fellow artists. Often, the monthly meetings will include a demo. I recommend you go to all of them, even if it's not your medium. You could learn from a jewelry artist how they handle in-person sales at an outdoor event. A weaver can tell you how they hang unusual-sized pieces of art. A ceramic artist can explain what it's like to have your work in a co-op gallery. A painter can tell you about the best art supply stores in town. Artist groups often host opening receptions for their events. I go to these because it's a fun night out with friends. But I also talk to the exhibiting artists, and I learn what the gallery is looking for. How large should the artwork be? How many pieces can you display? Do they hang it, or do you need to do that? What is the gallery's share of any sales? Does the gallery do marketing for the event, like creating a postcard or putting the show's info on their website? And does the gallery have their own pedestals or shelves for 3D work? When you join a local arts group, you need to realize that most of these are run by volunteers. You can give back to the group by joining a committee. I joined the committee that put on a solo show every 3 months at a local Whole Foods market. Being on that committee, I learned how to write a call to artists. A call to artists is usually a one-page document that tells artists how to submit to an upcoming show. It tells you the important dates for the show, such as the date you must turn in your submission. Ideally, that's a couple months before the start of the show. The date they notify artists if they made it into the show is usually about a month before the show, so the artists will have time to get their artwork ready and market the show on their social media sites. It will also include the date that the artwork should be delivered to the show, the opening and closing dates of the show, the reception date, and the date your unsold artwork must be picked up at the end of the show. If you can't meet any of these dates, then you need to consider whether you can truly submit to this call to artists. By serving on this committee, I also learned how to arrange artwork in a space and how to hang a show. There are many ways you can figure out how to fit 10 paintings on a wall. You'll begin to learn tricks such as submitting artwork in a series because then they will go well together on the wall. Or submitting a few pieces that are the same size because they can be lined up either vertically or horizontally and look pleasing to the eye. You'll also learn what type of wiring on the back of the painting works best and what type of hooks to use on the wall. All of these are great, valuable tips that you can use with your own art business. You'll also understand the importance of title cards to a show. A title card next to a piece of art should contain the title, the artist, the medium, the size, and the price. As an exhibiting artist, you should also put this information on the back of your piece. That just makes it easier for those who are hanging your art so they can keep track of each piece. When you serve on a committee for an arts organization, you also learn what not to do. If you're helping with the taking of an art for a show and you're expecting 10 artists to arrive between 10 and 2, it's a real pain in the neck if someone hasn't shown up and you're still hanging around waiting for them. Don't be that artist. Follow the rules and you'll be much more likely to get into another show hosted by that group in the future. Don't be the artist who shows up with a painting that is not wired and ready to hang. Don't show up with a painting whose sides are not painted. Your piece should look finished and ready to hang, and therefore ready to sell. I can tell you dozens of more don'ts, all of which I've learned by putting on shows. Here's a couple more. Don't call and ask if you can deliver your artwork at a different day because you'll be out of town on the taken day. You knew the date when you read the call to artists, so perhaps this is a show you can't do. Don't submit work that doesn't suit the space. If they've asked for no nudes, don't submit a nude. If it's a landscape-themed show, don't submit an abstract, unless, of course, you can truly say your abstract looks like a landscape. Don't deliver pieces without titles or prices. It's a real pain to call back an artist and ask them for things that they knew they should have delivered with their art. I could go on and on, but the main point is, follow directions when submitting for a show, and join an arts group so you can help with a show and learn all the do's and don'ts of exhibiting your artwork. Here's how you can find an arts group near you. Remember that Google is your friend. Google the name of your town or county and add the words art society or art group or art guild. Search for art schools and even museums because sometimes they have art schools attached to them and then they have groups attached to that. Search by medium, painting, ceramics, watercolor, jewelry. Visit a few art groups. You'll want to get a feel for how active they are. Do they host a lot of shows? Do they do monthly demos? And you want to get a feel for the members. Ultimately, your goal should be to meet like-minded artists who aren't just making art for fun, but they are actively trying to get it out there and sold. Visit a few art groups and see which one would be best for you. Joining a group is fun and worthwhile. Just remember, you don't have to be a lonely artist toiling away in your studio all the time. Get out there and meet other artists and find out what your local art scene is all about. I'm Suzanne Redman, and this has been the Left Brain Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.